walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
0214460567. It is World AIDS Day today, and the theme for World AIDS Day is Rock the Ribbon. And I'm joined by Dr. Sitati Molefe, Deputy Chief at Right to Care, to chat to us about World AIDS Day and reflect on where South Africa finds itself and falls globally with regards to the treatment options. Right to Care is a non-profit organization that supports and delivers prevention, care and treatment services for HIV and TB. And the organization has been involved with HIV for the last 20 years and has a team of 5,000. Its experts are involved in preventing and treating HIV and associated conditions, including TB and sexually transmitted infections. Dr. Sitati, a very good morning to you and welcome to Early Breakfast.
Thank you so much. Good morning to you and your listeners.
20 years down the line, and Africa is going to have a very interesting chat with somebody who has been living with HIV for the last 20 years, but has overcome a number of things and has gone on to sort of gain a number of achievements. So how is the clinical research helping to end HIV in South Africa at the moment?
Thank you very much. I think in terms of research or any other strides really that we've made in the HIV field, is that we are, you know, there's research that speaks to prevention and there's research that speaks to treatment. And then again, we talk about how do we keep patients in care. And some of the important things that we found in each of these as time went on, I mean, like there were developments including pre-exposure prophylaxis, where we talk about how people are HIV negative can and are at risk of acquiring HIV, can take some drugs or pills at this stage in South Africa, but we know that in other countries the injectable PrEP is already available. We're working hard on it in South Africa. Hopefully it will be available, and this will help them stay HIV negative over and above other preventive measures, of course. Other things that have come through research is, you know, the knowledge and the confirmation that if you take treatment and you take it religiously as you should, you are adhering to your clinic visits and all the other clinical workups that get done for people with HIV, you can then be virologically suppressed, meaning your viral load will be suppressed and undetectable. And if you reach that stage, you actually will not transmit HIV to your sexual partners. So these are some of the key developments, and of course, the developments in drugs, simplified regimens where people don't have to take a lot of drugs many times a day. People are able to take just one pill once a day. And these pills are also, you know, easier to take, but also have less side effects and are more efficient in suppressing that viral load. So there's been a lot really going on as to how we can improve our fight against HIV.
One of the goals of the country's HIV program, Doctor, is undetectable equals untransmissible. And the key thing is, are we still testing for HIV? I was just chatting to my producer, are people still testing for HIV? Are we still going to get ourselves regularly tested for HIV?
Yeah, so that's one of the challenges that we have to overcome, that people have sort of rested, relaxed. It's not at the forefront of our consciousness and of our minds now. It's not something we speak about all the time. It's not out there in our faces. So it's something that we need to bring back and remind people that we still have HIV as a public health concern. We want to overcome this. And one of the important ways to do this is that you test, you know your status. So once you know your status, you can then take up the various measures to make sure that if you are HIV negative, you stay negative. If you are HIV positive, you actually take treatment timely. And as I've said, if you take your treatment correctly and adhere to all the advice, you can actually suppress your viral load such that, number one, you as an individual are well enough to live a life equivalent to that of a person who is HIV negative. But further to that, you will not be transmitting HIV to your sexual partner. This is what underpins the you is called to you that you spoke about, where we say somebody with an undetectable viral load will not transmit HIV, meaning undetectable is untransmissible. This is the goal that we're all looking for. So we're saying treatment is actually prevention. When you are on treatment as an HIV positive individual, you can prevent onward spread of HIV to others.
Chatting this morning to Dr. Sitati Molefe. She is the Deputy Chief at Right to Care, and we're chatting about World AIDS Day, and I think we've sort of put this on the back burner for far too long, and it needs to be become part of the conversation once more after 20 years. Doctor, how close are we to eliminating mother-to-child transmission of HIV? I think at the height of the campaign, this was one of the major concerns.
Almost definitely, and I must say that South Africa made very big strides in this area. And as you'd have seen, and South Africa, the South African program has actually been recognized worldwide as having done very well in the prevention of mother-to-child transmission. But once again, it's one of the program areas that we should not be resting and doing more. The biggest challenges that we face as a country in terms of HIV/AIDS programming is the fact that, in as much as we've done a lot, there have been a lot of developments. We've gone a long way from the days when really practically every day somebody was dying, or a lot of people were dying, actually. So what is important is to expand our coverage such that we reach every single person. We reach all population groups, all the various types of subpopulations that we have, and all geographical areas.
And that's Dr. Sitati Molefe chatting to us this morning, Deputy Chief at Right to Care.
Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.